الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله الله who has made it possible for us to gather here to continue with our studies in this book, Aqidat al-Tawheed, written by Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan bin Abdullah al-Fawzan. In our last class, we discussed in detail about the Islamic ruling concerning the use of amulets and also incantations not to heal or to cure people with sickness or people with somebody using it for protection. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we will continue with the last section of chapter 4 of the book. That's Al-Fasl Al-Hadi Ashar, section 11 of chapter 4. Fi bayani hukm al-halaf bi ghayrillah. This is going to explain the Islamic rule concerning taking an oath, swearing by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was tawassul. Tawassul means seeking closeness to Allah. Wal-istighatha wal-isti'ana bil-makhluq. And also, al-istighatha as to seeking help. Or we can say seeking rescue. When somebody is in a state of, in a terrible condition and they need to be rescued, and you seek rescue, we call it istighatha. While isti'ana is when you seek help in normal activity. That's what is really concerning doing the bil-makhluq with creations, among the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, al-halif bi ghayrillah, swearing by other than Allah. He said al-halif, the word al-halif huwa al-yameen, an oath, swearing. Wa hiya tawkir al-hukum bi dhikr mu'azzam ala wajh al-hukum. What it means is tawkir al-hukum is to emphasize a ruling or a statement. Bi dhikr mu'azzam, by mentioning someone that is glorified. Ala what means in a particular manner. Okay? You are trying to emphasize his statement to show that you mean what you are saying. And in order to do this emphasis, you do that by mentioning someone that is glorified. You know, when you say, I did this, for example, you can say, for example, I bought a car, and someone does not believe you. You say, I swear to God, I bought a car. So you are mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to re-emphasize your statement. So when you do this, you call it oath. You are swearing. Now, ordinarily as a Muslim, you are supposed to swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people swear by other things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what he wants to discuss about this. So it says that's the meaning of al-halif. Tawkid al-hukum bi dhikr mu'azzam ala wajh al-khusus. To emphasize a ruling or a statement by mentioning one that is glorified in a particular manner. So what ta'zim, this glorification happened in life, is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that is the case, the salah yajuz al-halif bighayrih, that it is not permissible to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you swear by something, you have glorified that thing. So it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has the right to be glorified. But faqad ajma'a al-ulama ala anna al-yameen la takun illa billah. Scholars of Islam are in consensus that one should not swear except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aw bi asma'ihi, or by his name, wa sifatihi and his attributes. Wa ajma'u, they are also in consensus ala al-man'i min al-halif bi ghayrihi, and they are in consensus that it is prohibited to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said wal halif bi ghayrillah shirkun, swearing by other than Allah is an act of shirk. Lima rawa Ibn Umar. This is because of the narration of Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قد نزل في الله فيه من حلف بغير الله فقد كفر. Whoever swears by other than Allah, then he has committed shirk. أو أشرك, or he has committed shirk. Said وهو الشرك أكبر. but it is a minor shirk. Okay, so one will see somebody swearing by Allah, and Allah will not take you, and you have come a castle, will not pray behind you, and you are asked Islam. No. We say he has committed a minor shirk. In the past, we discussed in details about the meaning of minor shirk. And we said minor shirk is equivalent to major sin in Islam. No. That is why he was shirkun akbar. Illa idha kana al-mahluk bihi mu'azzaman inda al-halif ila darajati ibadatihi lahu. وهذا شرك أكبر. That except if the one that you are swearing by is so much glorified by the person that is swearing, إلى درجة عبادته to the extent that he is worshipping that person. وهذا شرك أكبر. In that case, it will become a major shirk. If I can take you out of Islam. فكما هو الحال اليوم عند عباد القبور. Just as is the case today among people who worship the grave. فإنهم يخافون من يعظمون من أصحاب القبور. That kind of people, they are afraid of those that they are glorifying among the people of the grave. أكثر من خوف من الله. Even more than they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa ta'zimi, and more than they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fear those in the grave more than they fear Allah, and they glorify them more than they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فبحيث إذا طلب من أحدهم أن يحلف بالولي الذي يعظمه. So let's say such that if one of them is asked to swear by the wali that he is glorifying, لم يحلف به إذا كان إلا إذا كان صادقا. He will not agree to swear by it except if he knows that what he is saying is true. وإذا طلب منه أن يحلف بالله. But if you ask him to swear by Allah, حلف به وإن كان كاذبا. He will swear by Allah even if he is telling lies. So this shows that they glorify these people in the grave even more than they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you tell him to swear by the person in the grave, if he knows he is telling lies, he will not agree to swear. But if he says he should swear by Allah, even if he knows he is telling lies, neither do you say one lie. It's a very simple thing. Alright? It doesn't. So that means that he has no regard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way he regards the one in the grave. That for الحلف تعظيم للمحلوف لا يدوك إلا بالله. So taking an oath is glorification to the one you are swearing by. And so it is not befitting except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَيَجِبُ تَوْكِيرَ الْيَمِينَ. It is obligatory that we all respect oath taking. وَلَا يُكْبِرْ مِنْهَا. We should respect our oath so that we do not swear too much. قَالَ تَعَلَىٰ أَلَكِمْ وَلَا تُبِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينَ. Allah says, do not obey everyone who swears. Maheen, who is humiliated. Alright? وَقَالَ تَعَلَىٰ Allah also says, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. Allah says, you should preserve your oath. So as a Muslim, one is not supposed to be any small thing, you say, wallah, any small thing you are ready to take an oath. He said, أَيْ لَا تَحْلِقُوا إِلَّا عِدَ الْحَاجَةِ. When Allah says, you should preserve your oath, what it means is that you should not swear except when there is need. Of the halal specific, and also in the case when you know you are saying the truth, well, bear, and when you are saying when what you are doing is good. لأن كثرة الحلف, because too much oath, أو الكذب فيها, or when you are lying, why taking the oath, يدلان على الاستخفاف بالله. This two things indicate that one is underrating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعدم التعظيم له, and it shows that you have no glorification, you are not glorifying him. وهذا ينافي كمال التوحيد. And this negates perfect التوحيد. وفي الحديث أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الحديث of the prophet said, ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله. There are three categories of people on the day of judgment. Allah will not speak to them. ولا يزكيهم. Allah will not purify them. ولهم عذاب أليم. And they will have the severe punishment. Who are these three people? Among them, he said, وجاء فيه ورجل جعل الله بضاعته. That among them is the man who has made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his commodity. لا يشتري إلا بيمينه. He does not buy except by his food. ولا يبيع إلا بيمينه. He does not sell except by his food. Except by his food. There are people like that. You go to the market. He wants to sell something to you. He says, wallahi, it is this. He wants to buy when it's bargain. He says, wallahi, you must sell it to me like this. So such people, they are taking their oath to be a means of selling their commodity, or a means of buying commodity. And so by implication, they have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the commodity they are selling. You understand? And that's why today, in fact, it has become so common today that even non-Muslims, when they go to the market and swear to their list like it, immediately you swear in the best street and get their telling life. Because it has become something that we do always that we don't even have respect for it again. So, and you cannot blame them. We ourselves don't have respect for it. So what more of someone that does not even believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place? So that's why it is not good in Islam to be swearing anyhow. In this hadith, the Prophet has, you know, made a very severe threat upon somebody who swears a lot. مما يدل على تحريمه. This indicates that it is haram. احتراما لاسم الله تعالى. This is in order to honor the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى وتعظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى. And also in order to glorify Him سبحانه وتعالى. وكذلك يحرم الحلف بالله كاذبا أو كذبا. He said it is also prohibited in Islam to swear by Allah when you know you are telling lies. وهي اليمين الغموس. That is false. That is false. اليمين الغموس. That is false oath in Islam. وقد وصف الله والمنافقين بأنهم يحلفون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the munafiqun, the hypocrites, that they swear by Allah, telling lies, while they know that what they are saying is a lie. فَتَتَلَقَّصُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So in a summary, we can summarize all we have said in the following point. Number one, تَحْرِيمُ الْحَلِفِ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. It is prohibited in Islam to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْحَلِفِ بِالْأَمَانَةِ, like swearing by trust. أو الكعبة, or by Kaaba, أو النبي, or by the Prophet. وأن ذلك شرك, and that is a shirk, a minor shirk, as we mentioned. So anybody who swears by other than Allah, someone who says, I swear by my father's grave, I swear by my mother's grave, I swear by the Prophet, I swear by the Kaaba, I swear by this, all of these is prohibited in Islam. Number two, تحريم الحلف بالله كاذبا متعمدا. That it is prohibited to swear by Allah when you know you are telling lies. متعمدا intentionally. وهي الغموس. That is what is called الغموس in the Sharia. Number three, تحريم كثرة الحلف بالله. It is prohibited to swear too much by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولو كان صادقا, even if what you are saying is true, إذا لم تدعو إليه حاجته, if there is no need for it, or if there is no need for taking an oath, then you don't need to be doing it all the time. لأن هذا استخفاف بالله سبحانه, because this is like underrating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then number four, it says, جواز الحلف بالله إذا كان صادقا وعند الحاجة. It is permitted in the Sharia to swear by Allah when you are saying the truth and when there is need for it. Okay? So when you are saying the truth and there is a need to emphasize what you are saying, then you can swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's briefly all about swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ruling concerning it. Next, it says, التوسل للمخلوق إلى الله تعالى. Seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a creation, among his creation. That التوسل, the word التوسل in Arabic, the هو التقرب إلى الله. What it means is seeking closeness to التقرب إلى الشيء والتوسل إليه. It means seeking closeness to something and trying to connect to it. والوسيلة, when you say وسيلة, it means القربة, closeness, or a means to something. قال تعالى, Allah says, وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Allah says, seek closeness, or seek a means to Him. فَأَيْ الْقُرْبَ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ بِطَاعَتِهِ. What is what means by, if you seek closeness to Him, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِطَاعَتِهِ, by righteousness, by obedience to Him. What tiba' مَرْضَاتِهِ, and by following what Allah SWT is pleasing. That is how you seek closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You seek closeness to Allah by being obedient to Allah, by carrying out His commandment, and by abstaining from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. That what tawassul is man. This tawassul is divided into two. Al-Qism al-Awwal. One, number one, the first categorization, tawassul mashru'. It's the tawassul that is permissible in Islam. وهو أنواع, and this is of different types. Number one, النوع الأول, the first type, التوسل إلى الله تعالى بأسمائه وصفاته. Taking closeness to Allah سبحانه وتعالى by His name and attributes. كما أمر الله تعالى بذلك. Just as Allah commanded us to do so. بقوله in the name of Allah, ولله الأسماء الحسنى. Allah says to him belong the beautiful name. فادعوه بها. So call on him by this name. Okay? وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. Leave, abandon those that are denying his name. فَيُلْلَوْنَ مَا كَرْيَا مَنُمْ. They will be recompensed for what they are doing. The point of emphasis here is that Allah says, فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. They call him by this name. So when you are seeking for anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are looking for jobs, you are looking for money, you are looking for admission, you are looking for anything, you can call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his beautiful name and attributes. Alright? Okay? Ya Razzaqu Arzuqni. Alright? Oh Allah, you are the one who provides. Provide for me. Alright? So, provide in an hadith of the Prophet, it says, one of the names by which we can call on Allah with it, Allah will always accept your supplication. He says, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. When you call Allah by his name, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Alright? So, you can call on Allah by all his names. Okay, by any of his beautiful names and attributes, and then you make your supplication. This is tawassul that is permissible in Islam. Allah will accept, inshallah. Number two. Now, the second type, it says tawassul ila Allah ta'ala bi iman. Seeking closeness to Allah by your faith. Okay? Wal amal as-saliha and righteous deeds. Allati qama biha al-mutawassil, which was carried out by the person seeking the closeness. Kama qala ta'ala, an ahli al-iman. Look at Allah says concerning the people of faith. In the Quran, Allah says, the people of faith submitted to Allah, saying what? They said, Rabbana, our Lord, إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَاجِيًا مُنَاجِي بِالْإِيمَانِ. That we had a caller calling to iman, saying what? An آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. The caller they are talking about here is Prophet Muhammad. They are saying that we had Prophet Muhammad calling to iman, saying an آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ, saying that we should believe in your Lord. They said, فَآمَنَّا. And so because of that, we believe. Now, because of this belief that they have believed, they are now supplicating. They say, Rabbana faghfir lana. Oh Allah, our Lord, because of that, forgive us. Dhunubana, forgive us our sins. Wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina. And also, wipe away our evil deeds. Okay? Wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina. Wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. And we should take our lives in a state of righteousness together with those who do righteousness. So you can see that this people that Allah said that the first of us told Allah that we had your message according to iman and we believe. Because of this, oh Allah, forgive us. So you can see they are doing tawassul with what? With their iman. Allah. So the same way it's permissible to do tawassul using your iman in Allah, just as indicated in this one. That waqama fi hadith as-salata al-ladina in tabakat alihim al-fakra. And also just the way it came in the hadith of those three people that the Prophet narrated. Three people that they were passing by in a cave. They entered the cave and then all of a sudden a very big stone now fell upon that cave. The Prophet that alayhi babu da. That stone now blocked the gate or the door of the cave. But let me just say, O al-Qurud, so they were not able to come out of the cave. But the wasadu ila Allahi bisalih amali. They all now did tawassul. They sought closeness to Allah with their righteous deeds. فَفَرَجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. And Allah wants to like in their situation. فَخَرَجُوا يَمْشُونَ. And they came out of it, they were walking. Alright, in that hadith, the Prophet mentioned that the three of them, each of them mentioned one righteous deed that he knows that he has done sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them mentioned that what? He said, oh Allah. He mentioned how he was very kind to his parents. As he used to treat his parents, he used to go out to milk his camel, and when he brings the camel, he will not give it to his children until his parents have drank from that milk before he gives it to his children. So he said, oh Allah, because of this kindness that I am doing to my parents, ease our situation in this case. And then he said that the stone shifted a little bit from the door of the cave. Then the second one also did what to do. The second one said, oh Allah, there was a time I almost committed zina with one of my men. Alright? And so it was because of the fear of you, I stopped it. I didn't go ahead and commit zina with her. Oh Allah, if I have done this because of you, please help us in this situation. And again the stone shifted a little bit. Then the third person now did tawassul, saying that, oh Allah, imagine how he was kind
to one of his laborers. He hired somebody to work for him, and after the person worked for him, he was supposed to pay the person, but the person did not collect his money. The person left. He now used that person's money to do more business and made a lot of gain. Later, someday, the person came and said, I want to take my money. And he said to the person, all this money, including the original money and the profit, all are for you. And the person took everything and went. Said, oh Allah, if I have done this because of you, ease our situation, and immediately the stone was removed from the door of that cave. So you can see in each of these situations, each of them did the work done with their righteous deeds. So it is permissible in Islam when you are seeking for anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can fast, for example. And say, oh Allah, because of this fasting, accept my supplication. You can give sadaqah. You can say, oh Allah, because of this sadaqah, accept my supplication. You can wake up in the night and pray and say, oh Allah, because of this night prayer, accept my supplication. Any righteous deed. Okay, your kindness to your parents, your kindness to your neighbor, your kindness to the poor, anything you do righteously for the sake of Allah, you can make the worst goal with it. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your supplication. And now, Ustali, the third type of permissible tawassul, that at tawassul ila Allah ta'ala bi tawfihi. You can also do tawassul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by unifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is tawfihi, by unifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kama tawassala Yunus alayhi salam, just as Prophet Yunus did during his time. You know, Prophet Yunus, you all know his story. He was the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to a community to invite them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he spent a lot of time calling them to Allah, but the people refused to believe. Alright? And when he saw the sign of Allah's punishment coming upon those people, he knew that definitely Allah was going to destroy them. Then he ran away from the community. His mistake here was that he was not supposed to leave the town until Allah gave him permission to leave. Alright? All other prophets, whenever they call their people to Islam and they refuse, and Allah is about to destroy them, it is Allah who gives them permission that they should exit the community. Then the punishment will come. But Prophet Yunus did not wait for Allah to give him the permission. He now ran away. He left the people, he went and entered into the ship, and he was running in the process. He knows the game too much on the ship, and they had to throw somebody inside the river. And they casted lots. Alright? Fasahama, Fakana, and then Mudah Abin, as Allah said in Surah Safar. When they cast the lot, it fell upon him. Those who they knew he was the prophet, then too they were shocked. How can this thing fall on a prophet of God? They said, no, let us do it again. They did it again, it still fell on him. They did it the third time, it still fell on him. And he himself just be true. It has to be me. And he jumped inside the sea. And he jumped inside the sea. When he jumped inside the sea, a very big wind came and swallowed him. Alright? A very big wind came and swallowed him. Alright? So, and when the wind swallowed him, he thought he was dead. Later he discovered that he is still alive inside the wave. Then he knew that this is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he now began to supplicate to Allah. Alright, Allah says, that's why he said, Fanada fi dhulumat. Allah said, he cried out, he called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the darkness. Alright, dhulumat here refers to policy, there are about three darkness. Alright, because number one, he was inside the belly of the wave. And when you are inside the belly, it will be dark inside. Then he was inside the sea. When you dive into the sea, inside it used to be dark. Alright? Then suddenly it was in the night again. So that Allah says, Fanada fi dhulumat. Alright? He cried out in the darkness. Alright? What did he say? He said, Allah ilaha illa anta subhanak. He said, there is no deity worthy of worship subhanak. Alright? Except you, subhanak, security to you. You understand? So this was his submission. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. Not what he said. He said, verily I am among those who have done wrong. When he made this supplication, what did Allah say in the Quran? Allah says, فَسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah said, and we answered him. Alright? وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. And we rescued him from that worry, from that distress that he was in. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The same way, we will also rescue the believer. Another scholar said that when you are in any distress, supplicate during this supplication. Because Allah has promised that just the way he saved, you know, likewise he will save the believer. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now, number four, it says, and now already, the fourth type of permissible tawassul is what it says, التَوَسُّلْ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِإِظْهَارِ الْضَعْفِ. You make tawassul to Allah SWT by showing your weakness to Allah SWT. وَالْحَاجَةُ وَالْإِفْتِكَارِ إِلَيْهِ. By showing Allah that you are in need of Him. By expressing your poverty to Allah SWT. كَمَا قَالَ أَيُّوبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Just the way Ayyub did. said, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He cried to Allah, he said, oh Allah, verily I have been afflicted by distress, by harm. Alright? وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and you are the most merciful among all those who show mercy. So he expressed his weakness. Alright? He was in a serious state of sickness and there was nothing he could do about it. And so he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also said, فَسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, and we answered his supplication. Number five, and now al-Khani, he said, التَوَسُّلُ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِدُعَاءِ الصَّالِحِينَ الْأَحْيَاءِ. You can make tawassul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the supplication of righteous people that are alive. Alright, meaning you go to a righteous person. You know that this person is righteous, he's always in the mouth, he doesn't meet the festival every day. No, you see all signs of righteousness in the person. He is truthful, he is trustworthy, doesn't tell lies. You see signs of righteousness of somebody, you can go to that person and say, Mala, I have a problem. I want to supplicate to Allah to answer my supplication. Alright? It is permissible to do so in Islam. Okay? He said, كَمَا كَانَ الصَّحَابَ إِذَا أَجْدَبُوا طَلَبُوا مِنَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Just like the way the confiners, may Allah have mercy on them, all of them. إِذَا أَجْدَبُوا, whenever they are expressing drought, whenever there is no rain, alright? طَلَبُوا مِنَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. They used to speak before the Prophet to supplicate to Allah for them. For Allah to bring down rain. Okay? He said, وَلَمَّا رُفِيَ صَارُوا يَطْلُبُونَ مِنْ عَمِّهِ الْعَبَّادِ. And when the Prophet died, when the Prophet was alive, they used to go to the Prophet and say, pray to Allah to give us rain. But after the Prophet said, he said, صَارُوا يَطْلُبُونَ مِنْ عَمِّهِ الْعَبَّادِ. They now began to seek that supplication from his uncle, from the uncle of the Prophet, Al-Abbas. رَجَلَّهُ عَنْهُ فَيَدُوَ لَهُمْ. And then Al-Abbas will now supplicate to Allah. So that was what they were doing. Okay? They will go, they look at anyone that is righteous among them and say, you supplicate to Allah. Probably Allah will accept your supplication. So if it's permissible in Islam, when you see anybody that is righteous, you can see that person, ask that person to supplicate for you. Number six, he said, and now Ustadi, التوسل إلى الله بالإعتراف بالذنب. Alright? You can do tawassul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by confessing your sin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by acknowledging your sin in the presence of Allah. He said, he brought the story of Musa here. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي. Alright? This was when Musa, you know, when Musa had problem with Fir'aun, before, this was part of what Peter is done with Fir'aun. One day he came into the town and he saw somebody among the Banu Israel, alright, fighting with somebody among the children of Fir'aun. So the one among the person from the Banu Israel now called for his assistance. And one Musa came, and in the process of trying to separate them, he got angry and he hit the soldier. Along with one, the soldier fell down and died. Alright, so you can see he has committed murder, but not intentionally. That's the thing. And that's why he supplicated for Allah. He said, Allah, Rabbi, inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li. He said, oh Allah, I have wronged myself. Meaning, I have committed sin. But really, because of this, forgive me. So he confessed his sin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and now sought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. So all these are the permissible types of tawassul in the Sharia. You can make tawassul using any of these six means that the author, that the scholar mentioned. Al-Qismu Thani, the second type, you know, at the beginning, it says Tawassul is very good too. Now, this is the permissive one. The second category is that Tawassul is very mashru. Tawassul that is not permissible in the Sharia. So, what was Tawassul? Bima ada al-anwa al-mazkura fi al-Tawassul al-mashru. That is you making Tawassul with any other Tawassul other than the ones that have been mentioned in the permissive one. كالتوصل بطلب الدعاء والشفاء من الأموات. Like doing tawassul by asking for dua and seeking for intercession من الأموات from the dead. والتوصل بجاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And also making tawassul with the honor and dignity of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. والتوصل بذات المخلوقين أو حسبه. Or doing tawassul with the personality of creators, among the creations of Allah, or hakim, or they arise upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the still is not the mayyid. He said the explanation of this is as follows. Number one, طلب الدعاء من الأموات لا يجوز. Taking دعاء from the dead is not permitted. Alright? When somebody begins to call on righteous people who have lived a righteous life and they have died, you are now asking, you are now seeking your dua from those righteous people, this is wrong in the Sharia. It's not permitted. Why? Because the annal mayyit la yaqdiru ala dua. Because the person that is dead has no ability to make supplication for you. By the time you start calling on someone that is dead, asking that person to speak something for you from Allah, the person is dead. He cannot make supplication while inside the grave. So, كَمَا كَانَ يَكْبُرُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْحَالِ the way he used to have the ability when he was alive. Okay, he has no ability to do it when he is dead, the way he had the ability when he was alive. وَطَلَبُ الشَّفَاعَ مِنَ الْأَمْوَاتِ لَا يَجُوزُ and likewise, seeking intercession from the dead is also not permissible. Why? فَلْ لِأَنَّ عُمَرْ بن خطاب ومعاوية بن أبي سفيان because عمر بن خطاب and معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهما ومن بحضرتهما من الصحابة and those that were present with them among the صحابة والتابعين لهم بإحسان and the تابعون after them but all these people لما أجدبوا when they were experiencing drought when they were storing استغفوا okay استغفوا alright they did this discard meaning they did the prayer for seeking rain وتوصلوا and they did توصل واستشفعوا and they sought intercession بمن كان حيا with those that were alive. So Abbas, just like Abbas. Okay, like Abbas. We mentioned before that they used to go to Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, and say, supplicate for. They were not supplicating using the Prophet again. They used to go to the Prophet when he was alive. But now that the Prophet is dead, they were going to Abbas. وَكَيَزِيدْ بِنَ الْأَسْوَدْ And also, at times they go to this person, يَزِيدْ بِنَ الْأَسْوَدْ وَلَمْ يَتَوَصَّلُوا But they didn't give tawassul. وَلَمْ يَسْتَشْفَهُ They didn't seek intercession. وَلَمْ يَسْتَسْكُ They didn't seek rain. The Nabi, using the Prophet of Allah again. لَا عِنْدَ قَبْرِ They didn't go to the grave of the Prophet. وَلَا عِنْدَ قَبْرِ Neither did they go to any other person besides the Prophet among the dead. بَلْ عَدَلُوا إِلَى الْبَدَلِ They rather they turned to a replacement. كَالْعَبَّاسِ Like Abbas. وَكَيَزِيدْ أَنْ يَزِيدْ وَقَدْ قَالَ عُمَرْ And Umar said, اللهم إنا كنا نتوصل إليك بنبينا فتزكينا. He said, Umar was saying, he said, اللهم أو الله إنا كنا نتوصل إليك بنبينا. We used to make tawassul to you by our prophet. فتزكينا and then you bring down rain for us. وإنا نتوصل بأمن نبينا فاسكنا. And now we are doing tawassul with the uncle of our prophet. So bring down rain for us. Okay, فَجَعَلُوا هَذَا بَدَلًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ So they made this supplication in place of the other one that they used to do with the Prophet. لَمَّا تَعَذَّرَ أَنْ يَتَوَصَّلُوا بِهِ عَلَى الْوَجِهِ الْمَشْرُوعِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ When it was no longer possible for them to do tawassul with him in the manner that was permissible the way they were doing before. Okay, so when the Prophet was not there again, they were now going to other people besides the Prophet. Unfortunately, people doing tawassul using the Prophet used to use this same statement of Umar as an evidence. Alright? They used to use this same statement of Umar as an evidence to say that it is permissible. But the funny thing is that they don't understand this statement. This statement is actually an evidence against them, not an evidence in support of them. Because it says very clearly, we used to make tawassul by our prophet and we bring down rain. He said, now we are making tawassul by the uncle of the prophet. It means that after the prophet died, they were not doing it again. At least that was the means. And when he said that we used to do it with the Prophet, what means that they used to go to the Prophet and say, Oh Prophet, pray for us. Just the way they went to Abbas now and say, Oh Abbas, pray for us. That's the meaning of the statement. So if you give it another interpretation, then you are going to misunderstand the statement of Umar. That's why he said, وَقَدْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُمْكِنِ أَنْ يَأْتُوا إِلَى الْقَبْرِ And it was possible for them at that time to go to the grave of the Prophet. Or it was going to be, and they would make the wassail with it. Because the grave of the Prophet was in the room of Aisha, and it was there. Alright? You know, when the Prophet died, I have explained this before, long ago here. Okay? When the Prophet died, he was buried in the room of Aisha. When Abu Bakr died, he was also buried in that same room of Aisha. Alright? And the room was there. Aisha was still living in that room. You understand? So the grave was there before them. If it was permissible to make the wassail or to make communication with the Prophet, they would have just gone to the grave. And complicated to receive the interview. It's right. There for them, but they were not doing like that. Because that's why I said, well, for the time, I mean, Mumkin and Yaz, they are covering him, so it was something. It was possible for them at that time to go to his trade and do the wassail with him. يعني لو كان جائزا من إدى وصامت في لندن فتركهم لذلك دليل على عدم جواز التوصل بالأموال. So for them to abandon doing that, for them to leave doing that, is an indication that it is not permissible to do التوصل with the dead. لا لطلب الدعاء والشفاعة منهم وهم أموال. Some people will seek دعاء from them or seek intercession while they are dead. فلو كان طلب الدعاء منهم والاستشفاع به حيا وميتا سواء. If it was identified that seeking dua from the Prophet when it is for the and seeking his intercession while he is alive, if that was if the ruling is the same as while when he said the ya'dilu anhu ila ghayri mimman huwa dunahu, he wouldn't have gone to another person beside the Prophet who is even lower in rank than the Prophet. So if in their understanding is the same, whether the Prophet is alive or he's dead, you can seek the wasu with him, they wouldn't have left the Prophet and gone to seeking the wasu with someone that is below the Prophet in rank. So for them not to do it is an indication that it is not permissible in the Sharia. So that's about speaking tawassul with the dead. Number two, he said, وَتَوَصُلْ بِجَاهِ مَدِي أَوْ بِجَاهِ غَيْرِهِ لَا يَجِي. Speaking tawassul with the honor of the Prophet or the honor of other than any other person beside the Prophet is also not permissible in the Sharia. So وَالْحَدِيثُ الَّذِي فِيهِ. And the hadith that has in it, إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ بِجَاهِ فَإِنَّ جَاهِ عَظِيمٍ. There is a hadith like that, that people used to use as an evidence. They claim that the Prophet said, إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ when you ask Allah, فَاسْأَلُوهُ بِجَاهِ ask Allah by my honor. فَإِنَّ جَاهِ عَظِيمٍ because my honor is great. So this hadith, hadith makdum, is a lie. Or it's a false hadith. ليس في شيء من كل المسلمين الذي يعتمد عليها. There is nothing like that in the book of the Muslims that we rely on as evidence in the Sharia. ولا ذكره أحد من أهل العلم في الحديث. Likewise, no one among the scholars of hadith mentioned this particular statement. وما دام لا يصح فيه دليل. For as long as there is no any authentic evidence concerning it, فهو لا يجوز. Then it is not permissible. لأن العبادات لا تثبت إلا بدليل صحيح. Because acts of worship in the Sharia are not established except by authentic evidence. Number three, والتوصل بذوات المخلوقين لا يجوز. Okay. Also making tawassul with the personality of creatures among the creatures of Allah لا يجوز is also not permissible. لأنه إن كانت الباء للقسم. Because the باء, you know, in Arabic we say al-qalqa bi kaza or bi kulan. You use ba in this statement. You have to use that letter of ba. But in this ba that you are using, if it is for oath, in kana al-qasam, if it is for taking oath, فَهُوَ إِقْسَامُ بِهِ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. It means that you are swearing by that person upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا كَانَ الْإِقْسَامُ بِالْمَخْلُوقِ عَلَى الْمَخْلُوقِ لَا يَجُوزُ. And if at all in the Sharia, swearing by a creation upon a creation is not permissible, وهو شرك كما في الحديث and it's considered a shirk in the hadith وكيف بالإقسام المخلوق على الخالق جل وعلا. So what more of swearing by one by a creation upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not permissible. So وإن كانت الباء للسببية and if the باء that is being used in the statement is for سببية means to say that he means to achieve what he wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لن يجعل أسواد المخلوق سببا للإجابة. That Allah Quran has not made asking him through a creation as a means for his acceptance. وَلَمْ يَشْرَعُهُ لِعِبَادِهِ and he did not legislate it for his servant. So it is not permissible to make tawassul with human beings. Okay? To say, oh Allah, give me this because of so wali. Give me this because of so wali. That is, the wali you are calling upon can be a righteous person. Alright? But calling upon him not what is taught by the Sharia. وَتَوَصُّلْ Then number four, say, وَتَوَصُّلْ بِحَقِّ الْمَخْلُوقِ لَا يَجُوزْ لِأَمْرِينَ. Also making tawassul by the right of a creator is also not permissible. This is for two reasons. This is very common among the Arabs, right? They make tawassul using, they say, that I have the right upon Allah. I make tawassul by his right upon Allah. This is not permissible. Why? It's number one. أن الله سبحانه لا يجب عليه حق لأحد. There is no any person that has any right upon Allah سبحانه وتعالى in the Catholic.
اوكي، وانما هو الذي يتفضل سبحانه على المخلوق بذلك. الله تعالى هو بيستور هيز باونتي اوبون هيز كريشن باي ذات، كما قال تعالى وكان حقا علينا نصر المؤمنين. الله تعالى ذات انكوبنت كراج اوبون اوس ذات وي شو اسيست تو ديليفر. What he's trying to say is that ordinarily, no human being has any right upon Allah. Even if Allah says, I'm going to give a promise or something for myself, it is a right which Allah has put upon himself. Not that anybody has to, or God who wants Allah to do it. So that's why it's trying to say, nobody has any right upon Allah. So for قول المبين يستحق الجزاء. So for the fact that المبين, somebody who is obedient to Allah, يستحق الجزاء. For the fact that he deserves a reward. هو استحقاق فضل. That is, it is a right out of the bounty of Allah and out of his favor. It's not as if it is a right which he deserves for what he has done. Okay? Just the way a creator that has the right upon another creator. It's not like that. So even when Allah says the Quran, those who do good or did anything for others, it is a right upon me to believe us. It is a right out of bounty and out of favor. Not that you have any right to stand before Allah and say, why did you get at me? You don't have that kind of right. Human beings don't have that right upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الثاني secondly is أن هذا الحق الذي تفضل الله به على عبده هو حق خاص به. Also, this right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to his servant out of his bounty is specifically for that servant alone. لا على أساس لغيره. No other person has any relationship with it. فإذا توصل به غير مستحقه كان متوصلا بأمر أجنبي. So if another person is now making tawassul by the right of another person, you are making right for something that is foreign and alien to you. You have no relationship with it. لا علاقة له به. You have no any business with it. وهذا لا يفيده شيئا. This will not benefit him anything. So وأما الحديث الذي فيه أسألك بحق الطائلين. As for the hadith that they claim that in it, that the Prophet said, أسألك بحق الطائلين, I ask you by the right of those who ask you. فهو حديث لم يثبت. This hadith is not established among the scholars of hadith. لأن في إسناده أبية الأوفي. Because in the chain of narration, there is somebody called أبية الأوفي, وهو ضعيف, and he is weak narrator. مجمع على بعض scholars of hadith are in consensus that he is weak. كما قال بعض المحدثين. Just the way some scholars of hadith have mentioned. وما كان كذلك. So long as that is the case, فإنه لا يحتج به في هذه المسألة المهمة من أمور العقيدة. If this hadith is weak, then one cannot use it as an evidence in this very important matter of عقيدة. ثم إنه ليس في توصل بحق شخص معين. Then even if we say that the hadith is authentic, the hadith does not indicate that it is permitted to make توصل with the right of a particular individual. Because it says, حق السائلين, the right of those who ask you. He didn't mention anybody in particular. وإنما في توصل بحق السائلين عموما. The hadith mentioned the right of those who ask Allah generally. وحق السائلين الإجابة. And the right of those who ask Allah is that what is that you should accept their supplication. كما وعدهم الله لذلك. Just the way Allah has promised them that. وهو حق أوجبه على نفسه لهم. It is the right which Allah has made obligated upon himself for them. لم يجبه عليها. Nobody forces Allah. Nobody forces upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فهو توصل إليه بوعده. So in reality, it is توصل by the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الصادق which is true. لا بحق المخلوق. It is not by the right of the creator. So in the Sharia, all these types of توصل are not permitted. Alright? The first category are the ones that are permitted, inshallah. We'll stop here, inshallah ta'ala. Whatever was said at the start, may Allah reward us for it. Whatever was wrong, may Allah forgive us. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. شكرا لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. في درس قسم او كيف بيفور دي اذا قالوا سلام بيقول
ابا هو بيقول ان دي بس
عايز حديث سيرنا له كان شاء الله مالا يقول ده ايه ده بس ابا ده بس ده بس انا نو ده هو يقول لك يعني اتندنس يس اي لايك اي منشن اتس بيرميتد ان شريعه. Okay, a righteous person and ask the person to supplicate for you. It's not haram. But like I said, a righteous person. Not everybody is righteous. Because I'm not everybody that is saying to us is actually a righteous person. Because, so you have to be careful. Everybody, even even in heaven is like it's a manner. Because everybody is a manner now. Because that's why as a believer, as a Muslim, you have to be careful with the kind of person you go to meet to seek for supplication. You understand? But if a person is known to be righteous, alright, based on what is spoken, because any righteousness is something that has to do with the heart. Only Allah knows what is in the mind. You can see somebody today, you think he's righteous, but the side of Allah is not righteous. You get it. So, but based on physical signs, and that's why I gave an example. This somebody you see always doesn't meet Salatul Jama'ah. Okay, he's always in the mosque, he's singing praying with us. You get it? He fast Mondays and Thursdays. He is truthful. When he's entrusted, he does not He does not betray trust. You get it? What will see signs of righteousness? Okay, it's permission to ask that person. So someone that was telling that he said, well, he doesn't come to the mosque to pray. Why you ask him, why you not coming to pray? He said he prays the mosque every day. You get it? Instead of message. You know what I mean? It's working with the day. You get it? So, if it's a righteous person, it's permission to be shalom. What is wrong? No.
After the salam, you ask us to pray.
After what you need to do in prayer, you see, supplicating after salam in prayer, many scholars have declared that it's not permissible. What is permissible? Ordinarily, when you say salam, you are supposed to supplicate. You are on the ibadah, not on the mas'ala. Okay? You do the normal adhkar that the Prophet Islam taught his ummah. You don't ask the ummah three times. You do la ilaha illallah. All the supplications that we do, you get it. Allahumma anta salam, anta salam. All those things we do, you get it. Then you do the tasbih and the tahmid and the tasbih 99 times. When you do all that, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay? Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, in his book, that the Ma'aj, is of the opinion. That if a person has done all this, you get it, after all the normal adhkar, if a person wishes to supplicate to Allah, he can supplicate. You get it? In that case now, it will be supplication after adhkar, not supplication after the salat. You understand? Because after the salat, you have done all the adhkar that you are expected to do. You get it? Then, you can ask for worship. Now, after that, now you can now make your normal supplication individually. All right. Not that you should. What somebody should sit down in front and make himself a bridge to Allah SWT between the people and Allah SWT and say, "This is what I will supplicate," and they will say, "And he will be supplicate something. Somebody needs something, and he will not mention it in his own supplication. And this is the capital problem. You are not coming down to this problem. So, but ordinarily, what is expected of an individual is to supplicate while you are inside the prayer. You understand? And you see, it's a very simple analogy. Look at it very clearly. The Prophet said what? Innal musalli yunaji rabbahu. A person that is praying is having a communion with his Lord. Do you understand? So you can imagine, I am a Jew. I didn't ask you for anything. If after you are gone, I'm now carrying my phone, I'm now calling you, I say, Bala, I want to help you to do something. What am I doing? When am I supposed to ask you? It's when I'm directly in your form. When I'm with you, that is when I'm very close to you. That's when I'm supposed to supplicate. Not when I have left you, I have gone, then I'm now looking for somebody to send my request to you. You understand? So when you are inside the prayer, you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Quran also says that أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. Alright? The best time that a servant is closest to his Lord is while he is in a state of sujood. He says, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّعَى. So, make supplication a lot while you are in a state of sujood. Okay? So, while you are in a state of sujood, make supplication. After the tashahud, before the salam, is also another time that you make supplication. And that's why you see the Prophet talk, Abu Bakr and other companions, different supplications to make after the tashahud. After you finish the tashahud, and in this salat upon the Prophet, next thing is you make your supplication. Ask Allah of anything you want. You get it before you say salam. You get it. So when you make supplication in this period, it is hope that your salam will be accepted. You are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you must make supplication after the salam, then it should be after all the normal adhkar. Okay, after you have done all the adhkar, you have done everything, then Ibn Qayyim is the opinion that one can supplicate after the normal adhkar. Allahu Ta'ala. Individually also, not in group. Okay, individually. Even one man, subhanAllah, I used to tell people, our locals who are around used to do it. And I used to refer them to this book. What is his name? Muqaddimatu Risala of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Kirawani. Alright? If you go to Muqaddimatu Risala, if you go to the Sharh of Dawud, that's a popular Sharh that is very common here. What's the common Sharh of Muqaddimatu Risala is here? No? No, because that's a book. Risala, that is Sharh of Risala, is very common. I forgot his name. In that book, if you go to the Sharh, it is written very clearly that Imam Malik was asked concerning somebody, an Imam who, after Salam, will sit down and supplicate for people. Imam Malik rejected it in totality. He said that what makes the Imam to believe that he has the right to make himself a bridge between the people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why do you make yourself a barrier as a link between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who even told, it's possible that there is somebody in the congregation that is even closest to Allah than the Imam himself. So why should the Imam make himself a bridge between the people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Imam Malik detested it and he rejected it in totality. So it is not permissible for the Imam to make himself a bridge. Let people supplicate individually for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept our supplication. Another person? Yes, because the Prophet is no longer alive. You understand? And when and Allah has not made it appropriate in the Sharia that you ask him to the honor or personality of anybody. Because it, you see, instead of saying so, because it, one can say, may Allah accept our supplication because of our love for the Prophet. You get it? When we say this, it's permissible. Why? Because love of the Prophet is an act of worship. You get it? So it will fall under making tawassul by Allah through an act of worship. So that means may Allah grant us this, oh man, may Allah do this for us because of our love for the Prophet. You get it? But to say because of God directly, majority of the scholars are against it. Come on. And no.
Ah, I don't know.